It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team is on the road for the second straight game tonight to face the Colby Trojans. Tip-off is set for 5:30 p.m. In Cloud County's last game, the T-Birds dispatched Fort Hays Tech Northwest 89-43 in a Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference contest Saturday in Goodland. Cloud County shot 44.6% from the field with 10 made three-pointers. 11 players scored for Cloud County as 7 T-Birds slotted 8 points or more. Cloud County will now face Colby, which has lost 3 straight conference games, with losses to Coffeyville, Hutchinson, and Garden City. The Trojans are 6-4 on the year and 1-3 in conference play. Colby is 5-1 at home this season. The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team will also play at Colby tonight. The contest from the Colby Event Center will tip off at 7:30 p.m. Cloud County rebounded from its first loss of the season, an 11-point home loss to then number 1 Barton on November 26th, by capturing an 87-86 road win over Fort Hays Tech Northwest Saturday in dramatic fashion. Freshman Quillicott emerged as the hero, sinking a clutch three-pointer with just 0.8 seconds remaining on the clock to lift Cloud County to the one-point victory. The win improved the team's record to 9-1 overall and 3-1 in conference action. After dropping 2 straight, Colby managed to get back on the winning track with an 89-78 road victory over Garden City on Saturday.